ABC Radio Australia.
Firstly, Papua New Guinea's capital is awash in black, red and yellow as the country prepares to celebrate its golden jubilee of independence. The 50-year milestone is being marked at events across the city as dignitaries from around the region and the world arrive ahead of Independence Day tomorrow. Pride and excitement are the overwhelming feelings among locals, but there's also some soul-searching about the country's progress. Liam Fox reports.
The party is well and truly underway in Port Moresby. PNG flags are flying everywhere you look, and the vast majority of people are dressed in the national colours of black, red and yellow. A variety of events across the city celebrate the country's rich and varied cultures. At the Pusin Tumbuna Festival at the city's nature park, people from other provinces are sharing their local traditions.
So this is the base.
So the chicken straight onto the stones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Patricia Memele, a Tolai woman from East New Britain, is making aigia, chicken, greens and coconut milk cooked on hot stones.
I am excited. A lot of change has come. And we kind of moved away from how we did things back then in the day. I mean, that's growth. I am a proud East New Briton and I'm a proud Papua New Guinean.
Nearby, fellow Tolai, Eunice Oliver, is making strands of traditional shell money. She was in primary school in 1975 and says there's been a lot of changes, many for the better, but she has mixed feelings about the state of the country.
When I go back to the village, I don't see the services really come down to the village level, so that's a sad thing.
Over at Parliament House, people have flown in from around the country to showcase PNG's incredible flora at the National Orchid Show. PNG has more species of orchid than anywhere else in the world, and the kaleidoscopic array on display is as diverse and colourful as the country's different cultures. Trimming a bunch of everlasting flowers, Betty Wyme has come from Goroka in the Eastern Highlands.
It's very important to us as mothers because we love growing flowers, but we never know that it would someday bring us this far. It's part of our income and it helps us a lot.
For her, the Golden Jubilee is about gratitude.
In a feeling of freedom, we can remember our fathers that have come before us and fight to give us this freedom that we can celebrate. It's a part of, what can I say, thank you.
It's not just Papua New Guineans celebrating. Dignitaries have flown in from around the region and the world to join in. The most high-profile visitor is the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Edward, who flew in yesterday afternoon to represent his brother, King Charles III, and the British people. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese arrives later today along with his Ministers for Defence and the Pacific. He'll join in the commemorations and possibly sign a major security agreement while he's here.